Title, updates on the affiliation rules applicable to the Paycheck Protection Program, Title I of the CARES Act. Content, on April 3, 2020, the U.S. Department of the Treasury, Treasury, and U.S. Small Business Administration, SBA, released further guidance on the affiliation rules applicable to the Paycheck Protection Program, PPP, as enacted under the Coronavirus Aid, Relief, and Economic Security, CARES, Act, via the Treasury's Applicable Affiliation Rules Fact Sheet and the SBA's Second Interim Final Rule, 1, collectively, the updated affiliation guidance. The updated affiliation guidance is supplemental to the SBA's first interim final rule that was issued on April 2, 2020. Foremost, the updated affiliation guidance confirms the view of a growing number of market participants, notwithstanding express language in the CARES Act that suggested the contrary, which is that the SBA's affiliation rules for the PPP should be analyzed under the purview of 13 CFR 121.301 and not 13 CFR 121.103. 2. Further, the updated affiliation guidance waives the application of affiliation rules under 13 CFR 121.3014(i). Any business concern in the hospitality and dining industry designated as such under Sector 72 of the North American Industry Classification System that employs not more than 500 employees. 3. 2. Any business concern operating as a franchise that is assigned a franchise identifier code by the SBA and 3. Any business concern that receives financial assistance from a SBIC. 4. The updated affiliation guidance mirrors many of the tests set forth in 13 CFR 121.301-F, but notably the Treasury's applicable affiliation rules fact sheet states in its opening sentence that there are, F, are tests for affiliation, thus implicitly excluding the other potentially important tests currently residing in 13 CFR 121.301-F, alongside the four identified tests. 5. The first test determines affiliation based on equity ownership. A PPP applicant is an affiliate of an individual, concern or entity that owns or has the power to control more than 50% of the business's voting equity. The first test also states that the SBA will deem a minority shareholder to be in control, if that individual or entity has the ability, under the concern's charter, bylaws, or shareholders' agreement, to prevent a quorum or otherwise block action by the board of directors or shareholders. 6. The second test describes circumstances under which the power to control, and therefore affiliation, will be deemed to exist or to not exist in connection with options, convertible securities, and agreements to merge. 7. The third test determines affiliation based on management, which in part states that affiliation also arises where a single individual, concern or entity controls the management of the applicant concern through a management agreement. 8. Lastly, the fourth test determines affiliation based on identity of interest and stipulates that affiliation arises between close relatives, as defined in 13 CFR 121.10, with identical or substantially identical business or economic interests. 9. The updated affiliation guidance confirms that, as with any other SBA business loan program, any single test can be determinative of the existence of affiliation for a PPP applicant. Highlights of our analysis of the updated affiliation guidance are as follows. As indicated above, there are no changes to the rules determining affiliation of a holder of 50% or more of a PPP applicant's voting equity. Such holder, G, a private equity buyout fund, is conclusively an affiliate of the applicant. The updated affiliation guidance simplifies our analysis for determining affiliation for equity holders owning less than 50% of the PPP applicant's voting equity. Our view is that a minority investor, G, a venture capital fund, is more likely to not be treated as an affiliate of a PPP applicant under traditional venture capital structures, but as noted above, under the first test of affiliation, the SBA will deem a minority investor to be in control if such investor has the ability, under the PPP applicant's charter, bylaws, or shareholders' agreement to prevent a quorum or otherwise block action by the board of directors or shareholders. 10. The updated affiliation guidance may make certain healthcare organizations operating under friendly physician models eligible for the PPP by reducing the likelihood of treating the practice entity, PC, and MANA.